Welcome to Power Yourself, where I talk about the most important topic in the world, you. Today's episode, kindness. As we come into today's show, I want to celebrate and acknowledge the beautiful land that we're all on. And for me, I want to make note that I am recording this podcast on the traditional territory of the Blackfoot and the people of Treaty 7. I acknowledge the many First Nations, Métis and Inuit, whose footsteps have marked these lands for generations and for all that they've given to the land. For me, it's really important as I start this show to pause, stop, show gratitude. And I do this as an act of reconciliation for those whose territories we are on currently or maybe visiting. For this episode, I want to bring the topic of kindness. So in a world that sometimes, you know, thrives and dominates on negativity, and it becomes really easy to get overwhelmed regarding things that sometimes we just don't have control over. So today, I want to bring us back together and look at a topic, the topic of kindness, and just to reflect and hold space for the impact that kindness can actually have, not just on our own lives as individuals, but also on other people, and eventually, and hopefully, even on society as a whole. The goal of this short little podcast episode today is to really explore what this might look like for you as an individual listening to today's show. What could you potentially do, and what could this look like for you? If we look at the definition of kindness, you know, it's the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. So friendly, generous, and considerate. Think about that. What does that mean to you when I say those words? If you were to be friendly to somebody, if you were to be generous with them, or even considerate, how could we show kindness, you know, sometimes to ourselves and in our interactions with other people? It's easy to say, you know, I'm kind, I'm a kind person, but that's the reason why I wanted to bring today's topic. It's the holding space, it's the slowing down to consciously start looking at and reflecting on how am I as an individual showing kindness? How am I showing that quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate? And even to whom am I showing kindness? Again, am I showing it to myself? Am I showing it to everyone? Am I showing it to certain people and not others? So the first stop today is look at that. What would be that friendly, generous, and considerate action to somebody else? Could it be having patience with them? Could it be listening to understand? Could it be maybe something so simple as holding the door or making eye contact with another person? You know, generous, maybe generous of our time. Generous of our curiosity to understand them. Generous in our actions to help them feel seen and heard. Which brings us to the considerate. You know, am I being considerate of other people and looking at them? You know, it was a topic for me that I kind of sat on and I thought, you know, mostly people are kind. But again, I think it's this thing that's easy to overstate that we're doing. And that potentially holds space for us to have it lose some meaning. So right now, pause me. Think about it. How are you showing kindness to other people? Is it in your day-to-day action? When you get in your car? When you drive? Do you let people out? Do you get frustrated when people maybe cut you off or feel that they're insensitive in their driving? You know, just think, reflect again. How are you showing kindness in your action? Think about your loved ones, the people in your home right now, your family, your friends, family of choice, you know? Think about your coworkers, your bosses, the workers. Think about random strangers that you see on a bus, run into at the grocery store, pass on the street. How are you showing up and bringing kindness into your actions and interactions? Again, I mentioned the state of society, how it can tend to be pretty negative out there, especially if you read social media or listen to random articles or things that's grabbing our attention. There's tons of negativity out there. So it doesn't really promote a sense of kindness or a motivation for kindness. So it's really about seeing for yourself, what does that bring to your mood? What does that bring in your life when you're showing kindness? You know, does it help you feel a little bit more positive? Does it help you feel good that you're choosing to show kindness when maybe some people can't in that moment? You know, so I don't want to say a big motivator for doing it, but a beautiful thing that you can get out of it by doing and showing kindness, it actually brings those positive feelings up for yourself. So that's something. You know, in a world or sometimes feeling that we don't have enough energy or we don't have enough choice, this is something as individuals, no matter where we are, no matter what we do, this is an action that we can choose to incorporate into how we show up and interact in this world. That is something we 100% have control over, whether we're showing up and showing kindness, maybe, like I said, when other people are not. Just choosing that act, choosing to show up with that intent of kindness and follow through on our actions with it. So think, what is kindness for you? What could that look like? You know, hold space for yourself to reflect. And again, whether it's this episode or whether it's after the show, just start to look at what specific actions would you or could you incorporate that might show kindness to others? What specifically would those actions be for you? You know, I named a few what kindness pops up for me, but reflect for yourself. What could that specifically look like? You know, and then it's that invitation to go out and to do it more, to try to make that conscious effort to bring it into your actions. It's not easy. You know, it's easy to almost go automatic. And again, like I said, assume or, you know, feel or that we're kind. But maybe when we do that, we might lose sight or we might overgeneralize how we might be showing up in the world. So my invitation to you, like I said, reflect, consider, what would bringing a little bit more kindness to your life actually look like for you? I know by doing something like this, it's not going to magically change the world, but I don't want you to forget the impact that your actions actually have. So not just on your own life as an individual, which again, it promotes those positive feelings. It can bring more optimism. It can release positive endorphins in your body. So that's on an individual level. But think about the person that you show kindness to. Think about how that could impact their day. You know, we don't know what anyone else is going through specifically. We don't know what that act of kindness might say to them, might trigger for them, what that might promote in them in regards to feelings and emotions. Could help people feel seen, could help others feel positive, optimistic, hopeful, even. You know, so not only does it change our own experience by us choosing to make that conscious action of kindness, but then it starts to impact others, how they feel, and potentially how they show up in maybe other interactions after that. You know, you hear people show up or like hold a door and how that can promote somebody else to hold a door. Or you hear of, you know, at the grocery store, letting somebody else in line, how a simple gesture like that can impact another person's day. So think of the power in that. Think of the potential that that can bring into the greater society, all by a person choosing to show up and show kindness in their actions, and how that can trickle to more people. All by someone like you and me choosing to show up and show kindness in our actions and interactions. So it's no magical fairy dust that will change the world immediately, but I do believe it has huge impact on what we can create together. It acknowledges, it allows us to see we do, as individuals, as human beings, we have a lot of power, and this is a small thing that we can do to help change the world. As simple as that might sound, but as big as that actually is. The reminder today is our actions matter. Whether we realize it or not, whether we're conscious on it or not. It's easy to get caught up with life. It's easy to get caught up in the things we're doing or the things we don't like or what we want to achieve or what's not happening. But today, hopefully, it was that reminder. It was that refocus to choose our actions that support what we want to see more of the society that we want to actually create and be a part of creating. You know, I think of Gandhi's quote, "Be the change you want to see." Think about that. Be the change you want to see. So what would be your actions? What would be what you want to see more of? And how could you start to show up and create that? You know, so today, again, the reminder, our actions matter. How we show up, it can make a really big difference. And remember, those desired outcomes, it all starts with you. It all starts with how you decide in every interaction, in every moment, in every instance, how you want to actually show up. And remember the impact that that can potentially have. One interaction at a time. But to do that, to be able to have energy to show up and show kindness sometimes to ourselves and to others, remember the foundational aspects. We need to learn how to power yourself.